From NPR and WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Robin Young in Philly. It's Here and Now. And tonight, another first. Hillary Clinton will be the first woman to accept a major party nomination. And in one of those weird parallel realities with the RNC last week, where Ivanka introed her dad, Donald, Hillary will be introduced by her daughter, Chelsea. And they have a hard act to follow after last night.
No matter where you were raised, how can there be pleasure in saying you're fired? He's trying to tell us he cares about the middle class. Give me a break. That's a bunch of malarkey.
If any of you are looking for that party of Lincoln, we've got a home for you right here in the Democratic Party.
We battled for a year and a half. Let me tell you, it was tough. Because Hillary was tough. I was worn out. She was doing everything I was doing, but just like Ginger Rogers, it was backwards in heels.
This morning, this very morning, he personally invited Russia to hack us. That's not law and order, that's criminal intent.
Time and again, you've picked me up. And I hope sometimes I picked you up too. And tonight, I ask you to do for Hillary Clinton what you did for me. I ask you to carry her the same way you carried me.
President Obama, before him, former Rear Admiral Navy General John Hudson talking about Donald Trump and Russia, Vice Presidential candidate Tim Kaine with the Lincoln quote, and Joe Biden started us off with, "You're fired." Joining us now, NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith, who's been covering the Clinton campaign. Tam, following them wherever they go, but they just announced the final program for tonight. Now, Hillary Clinton, obviously the headliner and closer, but who's lined up and what do they have to do? Will they be attacking Donald Trump the way speakers did last night?
There's quite a lineup tonight. It's sort of a grab bag. There's going to be a retired Marine General, John Allen. There are going to be family members of fallen police officers, as well as a family member of one of the Muslim soldiers killed in the war on terror. A number of lawmakers, Democratic lawmakers, but also reaching across the aisle, there will be the co-founder of GOP Women for HRC. There is going to be sort of a mix of what the campaign would call post-partisan outreach, as well as more partisan speeches. You can no doubt expect at least some veiled or not so veiled attacks on Donald Trump. That has been sort of a staple of the whole week. But I think that's probably not where Hillary Clinton is going with her speech.
Right. And it's interesting you mentioned that they will have family members of a fallen police officer, because that was the criticism from the other night, that they had mothers of children taken by violence but hadn't had officers taken by violence. So that's interesting. Just want to get your thoughts. You've been covering the White House for a few years. On President Obama's speech last night.
Yeah, it was classic President Obama. He came into office as this incredible, inspiring orator, and this speech was in line with that. He had sort of the peaks and the valleys, the crescendos, that he would get quiet and then he would get loud, and he had the crowd with him the entire time. There is sort of a parallel here. 4 years ago, Bill Clinton came to President Obama's convention and made a case for President Obama that was a stronger case than President Obama made for himself. And one could argue that the Obama administration in this, President Obama, Michelle Obama, Joe Biden, have been making a case for Hillary Clinton that it would be hard for her to make herself.
Yeah. Well, and how much is Hillary Clinton going to continue to embrace, as she did last night, the Obama presidency when she speaks tonight? What do you think she's going to say?
Well, her campaign says that she's been working on this speech for a while now, that even after last night she made that surprise visit on stage, she went back to her hotel and worked on it some more. They expect her to keep working on it up to the very last minute, which is sort of classic Clinton speech writing. And they say that she will build on the themes of her book from 1996, It Takes a Village. She has this campaign slogan that's relatively new, Stronger Together. It's been a big part of this convention. And they see Stronger Together as an extension of the It Takes a Village idea, which goes all the way back to the way she was raised in Park Ridge, Illinois, in the 1950s and 60s.
NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith, as we get set to hear Hillary Clinton accept her party's nomination tonight. Tam, thank you.
You're welcome.